not a bad time for Dan Menzel to make his comeback for the Swans. How are you feeling about coming up against him?
Yeah, obviously a great opportunity for him. I'm sure he'd be super excited. His family would be really excited as well. So someone who's had a lot of injuries, a lot of battles over a long period of time. So to see him back playing the game he loves is obviously going to be something that he will be very, very proud about.
You reckon he's burning to prove a point? I guess he probably wanted to stay on here if he got along with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure sort of how it all played out. You sort of, as a teammate, you're just there for support. You don't really delve too much into all the other things, but I'm sure he's pretty excited to be back out there playing after some really good form in the knee fall to come in, and I'm sure he's super excited.
Do you like throwing their hands up to have first crack at him?
Yeah, not really. Scarlett will be pretty he's pretty pragmatic. He'll just sort of say how he wants it to be, and we'll see how the game works, but not sure exactly which way Scarlett's leaning, but yeah, I'm sure all the boys played on him a lot of training will be excited to have a bit of a shot.
I guess in terms of just the footy side of things, what does he add to their forward mix for you guys to have a look at? Because I guess potentially criticism of Swans in the past is real buddy focused. He kind of helps there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a really smart player. The time I think he spent away from the game in terms of not playing, he really elevated his education levels in terms of what constitutes a really good football system. He understands how to play the game at a really high level, but also understands all the things behind that. So he's going to add a lot of, football IQ to that forward line. He's also super quick and a really good contested mark from what I remember playing against him at training on a lot of occasions. He's a really good contested mark. So the Swans in general are very good at that in their forward half, and I think he'll sort of complement that well.
Sam Reed, you're likely.
Not sure yet. Again, Scarlo, we'll have another meeting in the sort of leading into the game, and he'll go through what exactly it looks like. But at this stage, in the preparation, we generally watch all of the forwards of the opposition and get a bit of a feel for sort of some of their tendencies and go from there. But not exactly sure which way Scarlo's leaning yet.
It's a fairly stacked forward line, isn't it? With Breed, Franklin, Menzel,
yeah, they do, and I don't think that just is sort of isolated to their forward group. I think their back line are super talented, and their midfield obviously got some unbelievable players as well. So we can't be fooled into thinking ladder position reflects how teams are actually going. It's such an even competition that your ladder position is, for me, a little bit irrelevant. We might be on top, but we're not going as well as we'd like. Other teams a bit lower than us, probably performing better than where their ladder position suggests. So we think it's going to be a really, really tough contest.
Historically, they do go all right down here too, Harry. Put your finger on why perhaps they come down here with higher expectations or better results than another club.
Not sure why that is. We sort of haven't really looked into it too much. I'm sure the coaches might have done a bit of work on it, but I haven't really thought too much about it, sorry.
Going on from the Gold Coast game, you're in the review, what's been the sort of focus this week for you guys? What was the learning out of that game?
We'd like to probably start our games a bit better than we have the last month. We've been a little bit off at the start, and probably just not doing the fundamentals that we rate really highly as well as we'd like. We're sort of giving up some easy goals just purely from doing some of the fundamental things that we value, not to the level that we expect.
Gary obviously got to stay up on the coast. Given the weather this week, you're a little bit jealous of him to get the extra race.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be pretty happy about it. I was a bit sick early in the week as well. I'm sure the plan would have been worked out with him and whatever was best for him and his footballing sort of schedule. So we are very flexible with our program. That's one thing we think is an advantage with us, and if that meant Gaz staying away for a bit longer, then so be it.
Has he joined back in with the group yet, or is he still sort of just doing his own thing now that he's got the week off?
He trained with us today and was running around, sat in some of the meetings, just sort of doing what sort of he normally would.
Harry, is your 2020 come on the agenda yet, what you're doing next year? Have you started speaking to the club?
No, nothing at this stage, and that's probably the way I'd prefer it, to be honest. Just taking a really simple view at the moment and just trying to enjoy every day. I don't look too far ahead. We have our whole calendar mapped out. That's the way that it works with AFL players. You could easily look what you've got for the rest of the year, but in my case, I literally just get up and check what I've got that day and leave it at that and worry about the next day after. And it's a pretty simple way to sort of view my footballing life, but I think it's helping me at the moment, and I'd like to keep it that way as long as I can.
So is that something you potentially lead to the end of the season?
Yeah, at this stage for sure. Yep, we'll worry about it at a later date.
Yep. I don't know, you just said you don't look too far ahead, but I think it's 248 for you this week, so 250 all going to plans in Adelaide. Is that cross, do you start to reflect a little bit on your footy when you get to a milestone like that?
Yeah, I think I'll reflect if and when I get there. At this stage, as I said, I'm literally just worrying about what I've got to do in the morning tomorrow before the game and worry about the game, and that comes along. So ask me in a few weeks' time and I'll give you a good answer.
Are you enjoying the footy this year, though? I mean, last year was very disjointed.
Yeah, I am. It's amazing when you're healthy, both mentally and physically, how much of a difference it makes. You don't have to be too far off at this level to be exposed and not do what you want to be able to do. So to be actually fit and healthy again is something that's making, obviously, a big difference for me. And I'm able to perform and play to the level that sort of I expect and my teammates expect of me.
And do you think you'll be rotating off Buddy a little bit on the weekend?
Yeah, I think with their tall sort of forward line, or taller forward line, I think we'll all have to rotate at different stages and go through different players. As I said earlier, not sure exactly which way Scalo wants it to look yet, but we'll find out before the game, and we would have all done our preparation regardless, so we need to be aware of a really dangerous forward line who are going to be well supported by their mids, who we think are an elite group as well.
Apart from the bye, are you sort of expecting to, I guess, have a rest or have a week off at some point? Because I guess given where you're sitting at the moment, you guys do have the luxury to probably do that as the season goes on.
Yeah, not sure again. Nothing that I've spoke about with the coaching staff or the fitness staff at this stage. I'm assuming they'll have some ideas and some plans around it, but when the time comes to have those discussions, we will. But at this stage, just playing every week when I'm needed.